Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Yechiel Mechel Arayni Kaparas Mishkavo, and of course the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We're in Sefer Yishayahu and we're up to Perek Samach Gimel. Now, the last Perek we dealt with Yishayahu's Nevuah Lasid Lavo, the Gula Shlema. And in this Perek, the Nevuah, which continues with the as part of the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, is set at the time prior to the final Geula, when the enemies of Am Yisrael, who put so much harm on the Jewish people, finally get their punishment. These people are identified as Edom. And Edom includes Rome, the Roman Empire, its descendants. It could be the Rishayim, who are alive at the time, who are all the beneficiaries of the souls, the neshamos of the people of Edom from the past. We don't know one way or another. But the Nevuah opens with Yishayahu seeing a figure approaching him from the direction of Edom, and he says, "Miza bame Edom chamutz begadim mi Batzra." Who is this guy coming from Edom with soiled clothing from Batzra? And he says, "I thought he was somebody who used to walk around with righteous clothing." Now, according to some of the Mefarshim, the Navi is identifying Melech HaMashiach. According to others, it's the Melech Michael, who is the Sarah Gadol for the Jewish people. The Chacham tells Michael is supposed to bring the neshamos of the tzaddikim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon almost literally every day. But most of the Mefarshim seem to suggest that that Yishayahu is visualizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In fact, Ibn Ezra says that's the correct understanding over here, and that'll help us in our understanding. And he says, who is this person? Who is this image of the person who normally walks around so strict with the appearance? In fact, the Gemara says about Tamidei Chachamim, Kol Tamid Chacham Shenimsa Bevigdo Rebav Chayamisa, that a Tamid Chacham who wears stained clothing is Chayamisa. And so how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks around, assuming like the Ibn Ezra, with such dirty clothing, bloodstain coming from Edom? Is it possible that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Ani medaber b'tzedakah rav lo shia. Yeah, I'm the one who champions justice, and now I'm showing you also that I save Am Yisrael. That's why my garments are stained from the final destruction of the enemies. So the Nabi goes back and asks him, why is your clothing so red? Why does it look like you're filthy, like you were pressing wine? The bottom line is that Hashem answers, what are you talking about? He says, Pura darachti levadi me'amim ein ishi ti v'adrichim be'api v'amisim b'chamasi v'ez nitzchama b'gadai v'chol ma'abushai galti ki yom na'kam b'li b'yushnasku ulai ba. He says, I want you to know something. I had to do this all myself, right? None of the nations wanted to go ahead and assist me in destroying the Edom Rishayim. In other words, Lahavdil says, not Lahavdil, but Rav Schwab points out over here, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to exact his revenge on the Nazis, the Jewish leaders begged many, and they ignored them. Even in America, it went to the Roosevelt administration, and no action was taken. And so God says, I had to go do it all by myself. And so when I did it, the blood flowed onto my clothing, right? I had to go ahead and proceed accordingly. And by the way, it's a yom nakam lili b'yushnasku laiba. I have to keep that going. It's not enough just to take one life. I looked around and I saw that there was nobody until the time of the Geula. I waited for decent people to come and help the Jewish people, and I saw that there was nothing there. And so therefore, since the other nations didn't apply justice to the Rishayim and stop them from their horrible acts of oppression, the only possibility of saving Am Yisrael was using my full force of Midas Adin. So that not only refers to the immediate threat by Edom to destroy the Jewish people, but to all powers throughout history who stood by as Am Yisrael were being persecuted. They're all going to have to face Hashem's Zroa and anger. And so therefore God goes ahead and he punishes them. Chasdei Hashem Azkirti Los Yisrael. Tilos Hashem, Ka'al Kol Asher Gamalnu Hashem, V'Rav Tuv LeBeis Yisrael Asher Gamalam Kerachamav U'Kerov Chasadav. After he spoke about the destruction of Edom, the Yishayo now says, you know, I have to change the setting and the Jewish people, and I have to offer a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Am Yisrael. And so he begins this tefillah, which is going to carry us all the way through in the process. It's hinted to in regard to the Nishmas Kochai that we say on Shabbos, that Ilufina Shira Kayam, we say, even if our mouths are filled with song and our tongues with jubilation, all the other things, we couldn't even go ahead and talk about one thing that you did in that process. So the Navi says, so what's the Rav Tuv LeBeis Yisrael Asher Gamalam? What is it? So he says, look, Hashem says, listen, Ach Amiyata, Hashem says, the Rav Tuv is that you remain my people after everything said and done and all the things we did wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us go ahead and stay. Despite the sufferings throughout Galus, the Jewish people will never be unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll belie the truth that they have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain. Malach panav hoshiyam ba'abasol b'chamasol ga'olam v'yinat leim v'yinat seim koyim e'olam. No matter what happens, when the Rishonim get the upper hand over the Jewish people, it bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that period, but God will lift us over that period of suffering. And so the Thanksgiving part of the Tefillah ends at Pasuk Yud, which is also the end of the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim. But there is a continuation over here, notwithstanding the history as the chosen people, and notwithstanding there were times that we rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Navi continues and identifies, the fact that the people were grieved in anger of Itzuas Ruach Kadsho, and Hashem had to fight sometimes against us. In other words, the Jewish people were in such distress, it looked at Hashem was angry at the Jewish people themselves, and he was fighting against us. But as he points out, he says, the Jewish people turn to Hashem for salvation. They look back at their nation of old, and they remember his miracles. And they ask, where was he? They asked, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took the people out of, up from the sea with Moshe Rabbeinu? Where are we supposed to put it? Where are we supposed to go ahead and do that? And Yishayahu's vision of the tefillah continues. And what about he who performed miracles for us in this situation? Because the miracles of history made the world recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, and he controlled the nature of the world. And what about the fact that he also smoothed out our trip through the desert? So the Jewish people are yearning for similar miracles, and they cry out to Hashem, Mizvul Kachacha, in Pasuk Tesvav, Abet Mishraim U'Re'ev Mizvul Kachacha, look down from Shemayim, and from your place of Zvul V'Tifartecha, Yekinaskel Gvur Asecha, where are you? Ki Ata Avinu, Avram Lo Yudanu V'Yisrael Yakirenu Ata Hashem Avinu, you are Goalinu Me'olam Shemecha, you're our Redeemer, Lama Tisa Asu Hashem Yidrachecha Tashkei Takshiach Libenu Me'ir Asecha. He says, why do you give us reason to want to turn away from you? Go ahead, Shuv L'man Avadecha Shiftei Nachla Asecha. And one of the big themes that we recite on Slichos, we turn to you and we say, we went away from your path, you distanced us, and so we daven to you, bring us back and give us the strength to do tshuva, do it. If not for the sake of who we are now, then at least do it for the sake of the Shvatim, who are your Nachala. Do it for the servants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whose descendants became the Shvatim. Bring us back for those people. Shiftei Nachla Sechem. And the tefillah continues with the Navi expressing our cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Limitzar, Yorshu Am Kachecha, Tzareinu Boseinu Mikdashecha, Ayinu Me'olam, Lo Mashalta Bam, Lo Nikra Shemecha Aleim, Lukarata Shamayim, Yeradata Miponecha, Harim Nizolu. For a short period of time, your holy nation did inherit. Yeah, right? We inherited, we lived in our land, throughout history, but after we were kicked out of the land, the enemies trampled on your holiest places. We not only bemoan the fact that we lost Eretz Yisrael, but what about the Beis HaMikdash? And what about the nation upon whom you never ruled, and your name wasn't called? You know, we sank so low that people forgot about us. They certainly don't give us a chance to be a Mamlachas Kohanim. If you'd only tear open Shamayim and come down when the mountains from the mountains, just like you did at the time of Matan Torah, it was engulfed with smoke and flames, and everyone trembled. And if you only show your presence here, we would do a complete tshuva, and the great powers of the world would be terrified to come and harm us. And that is the end of Perek Samach Gimel, but I need to tell you in advance that this is not the end of the tefillah. There's so much more that Am Yisrael is turning to and asking our HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rise up and give us a chance to be recognized again as we were in the past. We'll continue with that idea when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.